Welcome to the Knockdown News Break on the Wrestling Perspective Podcast, where we fill you in on the big stories of the week. I'm Chris Calicut. It's WrestleMania week in New Orleans, and there are more matches on the card than there are bead necklaces around Dennis's neck walking around Bourbon Street. Petey and Dennis make their official previews on this week's podcast. With a weekend highlighted by a bevy of indie shows to choose from, WWE themselves has decided to low-key become the biggest indie draw of the week. Earlier this week, they unveiled four invitational tournaments to happen at WrestleMania Access throughout the weekend. Contenders will be named for the new North American Championship, the NXT Women's Championship, the UK title, and the NXT Tag Team Belts. The tournaments will feature stars from WWN, Evolve, and Progress, as well as competitors from the UK tournament and the Mae Young Classic. The ROH Supercard of Honor show will go toe-to-toe with NXT TakeOver on Saturday night, and they just may have the card to justify it. Cody, that being Rhodes of course, will take on Kenny Omega in what has more or less turned into a blood feud over the past few weeks, as Marty Scurll gets a shot at the ROH title against Dalton Castle. Tennille Dashwood, the former Emma in WWE, is also featured on the card in a semifinal matchup of the Women of Honor tournament. In related news, Cody also says he wants to recruit women into the Bullet Club in the near future. Paul Heyman was interviewed recently and says Brock Lesnar is, quote, most likely, end quote, headed back to the UFC after this WWE stint. It should be noted that Lesnar still has a 6-month suspension to serve if he returns to the UFC, and would have to be re-entered into the USADA testing pool as well. It should also be noted that he has used a UFC return in the past to strong-arm a better WWE contract. In an update on Wednesday evening, UFC President Dana White says Lesnar is coming back to the UFC, saying, quote, yeah, Brock Lesnar's coming back, I don't know when, but yes he is. In your aww moments of the week, some WWE babies were born just in time for Mania. Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis welcomed their first child, as did Miz and Maryse. Side note, can't wait for the Birdie Joe Danielson versus Monroe Sky Mizanin feud in about 20 to 25 years. Speaking of The Miz, he and Asuka were crowned champions of the Mixed Match Challenge, where they defeated Bobby Roode and Charlotte Flair. Miz pinned Roode to get the win and save the Asuka-Charlotte drama for Sunday. On 205 Live, I'd highly suggest checking out the Buddy Murphy vs. Kalisto match. It was, as the kids say, a certified banger. And although relegated to the pre-show, Cedric Alexander vs. Mustafa Ali for the Cruiserweight title on Sunday should live up to the same hype. Pro wrestling legend Vader underwent open-heart surgery last week and is expected to make a full recovery. Although in a lot of pain, he took to Twitter to thank his surgeon and his hospital staff for the successful surgery. In what should be considered rumor for now, there was a segment planned for WrestleMania that involved a concert with the ever-evolving Elias. The segment would have included a run-in from the one and only Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as well as new Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett. Word on the street has it that there weren't enough gimmicked guitars in the city of New Orleans to have more than one take backstage. Impact Wrestling and Lucha Underground are doing an inter-promotional show pitting the brands against one another. The show will take place on Friday evening from New Orleans and feature some of the top stars from each brand, minus Impact's biggest star, wait for it, Petey Williams. Be sure to tune in to the Wrestling Perspective podcast each week with Impact's Petey Williams and Dennis Farrell. Subscribe on iTunes and iHeartMedia and rate it, much like Petey's matches, 5 stars. Follow the guys on Twitter at iPetyWilliams, at Dennis77Farrell, and you can follow me at Knockdown_Media. For your Knockdown News Break on the Wrestling Perspective podcast, this is Chris Calicut.